GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Before we're done with our conversation with Independent for U.S. Senate Tiffany Bond, we have to ask her memories of being in the 1993 inaugural parade in Washington, D.C. We saw your tweet on that, Tiffany. Tiffany Bond, welcome to the George Hill. I should say welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. Good to meet you again. I guess we did. I went back
before.
In 2018, we were talking about the second congressional district. So here we go again.
So we know that you're an attorney, and let's jump to the headline of the day. Filing a suit asking the state to waive the need to collect signatures to make the ballot, because it is a crazy time, this pandemic, isn't it?
It is. And I'm not necessarily asking them to waive the requirement in total. I'm just saying hold me to the same standard that you held the parties to. They had to have 2,000 signatures to be on the ballot by March 16th, and I had more than that. But then we had a pandemic, and that put a little bit of a monkey wrench in being able to collect signatures.
Okay, clarify for me. You have the signatures or you're short?
So, no, I have over 2,000, but independent candidates are held to a different standard than party candidates are. So we need twice as many signatures, and we have about twice as long to get them.
Okay.
The first part of the signature collection period, I was on pace with the party candidates. If I'd been running as a party candidate, I would have made the primary ballot. The second half, it was virtually impossible as a candidate who's not, you know, a millionaire who doesn't have a party structure to make the ballot and get that second half, because it usually requires group events, gatherings, campaign events. All of those signatures have to be in person. And then you have to go find a notary, which also has to be in person. Janet Mills addressed the video notary in the state of Maine and permitted a notary by video, but then explicitly exempted nomination petitions and other petitions from that process. So it was actually made harder. That was really an issue for my backup plan. My backup plan was, okay, fine, I'll go get 1,000 petitions sent out and I will just have them video notarized and then I can just mail them to people's houses, but that wasn't available. So if we're following the governor's orders, hey, you need to stay 6 feet from people, you need to not have any gatherings, it doesn't really seem like talking to 2,000 people in person is a super idea.
Mm. A listener draws this analogy. I can't say it's apples to apples, not even apples to apricots, apples to oranges. They point out that the Maine GOP had its volunteers, and in 64 days, normally 90, they had to do it in 64 in a pandemic. They couldn't go door to door knocking. They gathered 72,000 signatures to get the RCV for presidential elections on the November ballot. We'll see if the Secretary of State certifies those signatures. But one listener says, well, if the GOP can gather 72,000, she should be able to gather the necessary signatures to make the ballot in the standard way. How would you respond to them, Tiffany?
Well, I mean, that's a party, right? So they've got hundreds of thousands of members, and they're all motivated towards generally common goals. My point in running for office is that a regular person can do this. You shouldn't have to be rich. You shouldn't need extraordinary means to be able to run for any office, maybe president, because we have a pretty big country. But if any office in Maine, a regular middle-class person should be able to run for office. And if that's not possible, what are we doing with our democracy? You know, any one of us should have access to run if we want. And that's something that I've done throughout all of the campaigning that I've done. Prior to the filing fee, I've only spent like $730 about. So I think we should be able to run a campaign without millions of dollars, too. I think the money that's spent in campaigns is really wasteful. It allows a lot of people from out of state to buy really disproportionate influence. We should be investing in our communities instead. And so when this is my second run for office, I think that what we should be doing is saying, how can we make this process accessible so that we actually have something that feels a lot more like democracy?
So coming up on July 14th, not far away, in the Democratic primary for Senate, we're going to see Sweet, Kidman, and Gideon. Collins, obviously, Republican side. Now, The general election is on November 3rd. Currently, candidates listed are Savage, Bond, and Van Helsing. Are you saying you're not positive you'll be on that general election ballot now?
So what I'm doing is I'm still trying to collect signatures the regular way. They're due, well, as regular as they can be with the current restrictions. They're due to the towns by Friday. But part of being in a pandemic is a lot of people are vulnerable and they don't feel comfortable doing things like the notary requirement. So I asked for a series of accommodations, things from, hey, can we just have an 8.5 by 11 sheet? This 11 by 17 sheet's really unwieldy. Most people don't have this printer and it would save on half the mailing. All the way up to, can we just waive notary since we check every single signature anyway, then we can do it by mail. So I asked for a range of accommodations. All of those accommodations were, I was told no to. I actually contacted the governor's office and got no response at all. So, my understanding is that Van Helsing has dropped out. Lisa Savage has made ballot, but she did so with signatures collected before the pandemic. We had a presidential primary, and that created sort of a freak event that she was able to capitalize on because she's part of a party. She's Green Party, but she chose to run independent because she was unable to get the signatures as a Green Party member. So she had a party structure backing her. My understanding is that Max Lynn, it may also be on ballot. Very different political ideology from Lisa Savage and from me. I mean, we all have different flavors for sure. But I, from what I know about Max, he has substantially more financial resources than I do. So, again, both of those things are things that I think we shouldn't have to have for independent candidates. We have more independent candidates than Democrats or Republicans, and we should have accessible access to the ballot for people who want to run. And so though there will be a couple of independents on there, they use different mechanisms that I'm using, and I think I'm fortunate to have some really wonderful volunteers. I have about 100 volunteers. I think that even though I have volunteers, I think the process itself should be something that one person could do should that be their goal. And the amount of man hours that would be necessary takes the whole collection period if it's just one person doing it. And essentially they replace the collection period with a much smaller collection period that still has restrictions. So one person, if you needed 4,000 signatures, that's almost a 40-hour a week job for about 5 months collecting those signatures for one person.
Online at www.bond4.me. I think we've got your website correct, Tiff. Bond4.me.
Yeah, that's correct. I tried to make it as short as possible.
It is. We're talking with Tiffany Bond. What we haven't asked, and just to remind listeners, why do you want to go to Washington and be a part of the madness?
Well, it's certainly madness, and my hair is going to look like it's 1984 because it's very humid in D.C., but, we're doing it wrong. And the thing that motivated me to run, I think, is different. I think a lot of people want to go to D.C. and they like money or power or attention. Maybe those aren't the reasons they give. But as you noted earlier, I'm an attorney, and I work with federal law all the time. So much goes across family law. And family law is predominantly what we do. I do a little bit of criminal defense work too, but you know, I get to see taxes and immigration and healthcare and how all those systems are working or rather not working. And a little change in the law can have a massive impact on the way it impacts folks in Maine. And when I ran in 2018, I was on 207 and I was asked, gosh, you are wanting to go and actually pay attention to the fine detail of these laws and read the laws. Do you think people want someone who actually pays attention to the laws? Don't they have somebody for that? And, you know, isn't that the job description? Read law, make sure it's good, and vote on it. So I do it anyway. I actually kind of really like federal law. You probably don't want to invite me to a cocktail party because I'll start talking about our federal law. Why don't we send somebody who really wants to look at that line-by-line detail and make sure our law's not broken?
Well, you've had experience out in the field. And let's see, you ran for the second CD in 2018. You lost that election. Did you learn something? You know, I know you're an attorney. You don't have to learn too much, but did you learn anything from that?
I learned how to run a campaign without money. So, I mean, I'd never run for office before, and I'm sure I came out of nowhere, and everybody's like, who is this person? because I'm not a naturally attention-seeking person. I'm perfectly happy to do my job that I love with clients that I love and law that I generally love, although it's a little wonky these days. What I learned is that we have a lot of waste in our process, and we don't have a great process. So we have this very serious, very all grown up, very responsible job that creates the scaffolding our country's laws are built upon. And the job interview it's kind of a game show. You know, we don't ask people what their real skills are and what their policy positions are. When we try to talk about policy, when I was in the debates, they were just yelling about Nancy Pelosi at each other, and that doesn't accomplish anything. There's real merit to liberal ideology kind of pushing us to examine our beliefs. And there's real merit to conservative ideology saying, let's slow down a little bit and look at our return on investment and make sure that we're doing something that, you know, if we're going to make a shared purchasing decision, that we're still having people empowered to make their own decisions. There is real merit to both of those philosophies, but that's not what's happening right now. So I was able to look at it and say, what is the worst part of this? And the worst part is the money. It's so toxic. So I went through and I was able to replace a whole bunch of things that we spend a lot of money on and decided instead of fundraising, I want to do main raising. So I replaced a lot of things, right? I don't think that campaign signs are environmentally friendly. They're kind of obnoxious. They're awful to go pick up. So instead of campaign signs that are a few $100,000, if you do them right, I have window signs people can download, use for the whole election season, and then at the end of the season, just take them out and recycle them, and all it costs you is a piece of paper and a couple pieces of tape, and they went in your car or your home window. And then I needed to replace commercials. Like, do any of us like the commercials? They're awful. And they're everywhere this year. They were pretty bad in 2018. They're really bad this year. So I said, you know, I don't want to torture anybody with those commercials. Instead, take the same amount of money you give me, if it's $5, if it's $2,500, whatever it is, reinvest it in our community. Shop at a small business you haven't shopped at before. Give it to a local cause that you care about, maybe something with domestic violence or food insecurity, and leave a message. We're all ordering online now. So, you know, leave a message in the notes section that says Tiffany Bond won't take my money. She wants me to reinvest in the community, look her up. And, you know, I think that's better than a door knock. I'd rather get some business than have somebody show up at my house when I'm not wearing pants. But, you know, maybe you like the pants pre knocking.
Next time you're on, we do have to ask about being part of the 1993 presidential inaugural parade, if that's okay. But we're up against the clock right now.
Sure.
We'll tell listeners to find find you online at www.bond4.me, independent for U.S. Senate. Tiffany Bond, thanks for being a part of the George Hill Rick Tyler Show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.